Hello and welcome to Public Intellectuals Radio. I'm Tika Lowe. Today, our guest is Lakeisha Watson Moore, founder of Empower Mississippi, a diverse coalition of people looking to empower the residents of Mississippi. So I'm so happy to have you here, Lakeisha.
Thank you for having me. I'm grateful to be here.
Yeah. So what is, you know, I know that, you know, you are on the East Coast, and maybe you can get into that a little bit more if you'd like, but what's your connection to Mississippi?
I live here in Mississippi. I've moved here ever since 2016 after my late husband passed away. We had plans of moving anyway, but, you know, after he passed away, I found myself looking for a community that was pretty quiet, safe for my kids, and close enough to Memphis, but far away from the city, to where I can have that kind of like suburban kind of rural kind of life going on, small town feel. And that's what I got here in Mississippi. And I've been living here ever since, and I love it.
You know, it's for me, being from California, and just not even having people, you know, so the African diaspora, we're from so many places, and not kind of knowing a lot of people from Mississippi, I kind of viewed it as kind of like this mysterious place. And you're like, I'm in Mississippi. I'm like, Lakeisha's in Mississippi. Then it must be like kind of cool, because, you know, everybody goes to Atlanta. So that was really interesting. So why Empower Mississippi? Why do you think that's necessary? Were you always in politics? You know, give me some story on that.
Okay, I've been in politics since I was like a little child. I'm a union baby. My mom always would take me to go to the booth to go vote with her, and I've been involved ever since. I was the chair of the Veterans Caucus for the Young Democrats of America. I've been a DNC woman of the YDA, Young Democrats of America, Tennessee, you know, representative woman or whatever, committee woman. And I've been doing that for over 20 something years. And so I really realized that it's important to do that stuff here in Mississippi. Mississippi has a very diverse population. We have the largest amount of African-American voters here in the country. 40% of Mississippi is African-American. And I feel like that is untapped potential. I see other political parties and folks, they ignore places like this because they write it off. And I'm tired of seeing places like this written off, because you have a quality of talent, ideas, diverse ideas, diverse geographies here. And it's time to really make an impact here. And I believe Mississippi is fertile ground, and it's the place to do it.
I think the thing that's just really bizarre is that outside of the African-American, Black, Caribbean community, people do not realize that most Black people live in the South.
Yes, absolutely correct. Well, actually, there's actually a migration back to the South, if you want to be honest. Yeah. A lot of folks are moving back to the South because of the cost of living and quality of life, to be honest. And, you know, a lot of folks that are older, they can't take the cold, you know, they complain about their arthritis. So what better place to move than to the South? It's, you know, like I said, it's low cost of living. If you like rural areas, it's perfect. If you like urban areas, it's perfect. And it's very diverse, a lot of diverse geography. And that, to me, that's what makes it really cool to live down here.
And what is like some of the, you know, bigger challenges in Mississippi right now?
One of the biggest challenges for me here is a lot of poverty. We have a very high poverty rate here. And I believe a lot of it has to do with places that are isolated. You have whole communities that have almost 40, 50 minutes away from their local grocery store. You have the cost. We talk about the cost of living here, but the pay, it's really rough. I believe a lot of it has to do specifically towards the African-American community, multi-generational poverty that has lasted since the beginning of emancipation all the way down. And when you've had laws that have told people that you can't pass down wealth, or that the government can come and take your stuff simply because they want your property, and you have no way to fight back, and the city council is against you, the police chief is against you, and everybody else is against you, it's going to be hard. So the biggest issue here, I believe, is income inequality and poverty here.
Poverty. And, you know, I mean, that's, you know, but, you know, that's not saying, oh, that's a national problem for the African-American community. But I think the thing that's good now is that people are going to Mississippi, they are going to Alabama, and we can work on that together as a national issue. It's not just viewed as a, oh, people are, you know, this is just an issue that takes place in LA and New York, which to me, I feel like LA and New York is over-amplified for the African-American experience. Yes, we should still talk about us in regards to that, but also most of us live in the South. So that deserves to have, you know, even children's books, I thought about it. I'm like, even children's books are all take place in New York and LA. What kind of sense does that make? Somebody needs to make a children's book in Mississippi. They make, well,
you know. Ooh, girl, you just gave me an idea, girl.
Yes, for real.
Where are your cousins that y'all forget? People like, I got cousins down South. Hello, this is who we are.
Exactly. So what, you know, kind of like to flip on that, you kind of already brought up a little bit of this, but what are the best parts of Mississippi?
The people. The people here are fantastic. Another thing is the food. When I first moved here, I gained like 20 pounds. Everything, you know, everybody loves to talk about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving here is every day, honey.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. I'm like, you can get some peach cobbler over here, pecan pie over here. It is everywhere. And I really, for me, honestly, it's the people and the community here. The folks here are so good and so kind. I wish more people would understand that. You know, like I said, I'm originally from New York, but my family migrated from the South during the Great Migration. And mm-hmm. so that kind of sensibility is still with me today. But I think a lot of us have lost that, you know, who are people that have dealt with the Great Migration. And so I still have that connection. I still say fitna, fixna, and all that other stuff because my grandparents spoke that way. it's still there. But yeah, it's the people, the community. The sense of the neighbor really cares about you. If they see you walking down the street, you don't have to worry about them being an axe murderer. They'll be like, they'll know who you are. Like, hey, I see you every day. Hey, you know, it's just that sense of community. When I go running pre-COVID, you would see the same people over and over again, and you get to know them. And you know, like I said, when you say hi to somebody, like in New York, if you say hi, they think you're crazy. If you say hi here, they'll be like, hey, how you doing, honey? So it's that kind of thing.
Well, that's what I've noticed. It was very, you know, when I have gone down to the South, people are very friendly, very kind of remind you of older Black people in the city. Why don't you speak? Why don't you say hello? Like everybody was trying to help me. I think I went to, it was Nashville, I guess Nashville, Tennessee. Yes. Everyone was trying to help me. Like mm-hmm. all the Black people were like, let me help you. Let me take you here. Let me take you there. And it was really-
Come here, baby.
Yeah. It was really nice. I look lost. You know, I'm from Los Angeles. So I always look like I'm a little bit out of it. Aww. So do you feel that Mississippi can flip blue in 2024 presidential?
We came so close in with Mike Espy last year. And I think it can happen. I really believe it can happen. Mike Espy is a transformational candidate. He's not once in a lifetime because you have a lot of talent like him here. I just think that the rest of the country got to see someone who's very exceptional and is very representative of Mississippi on a nationwide and on a national scale. But yes, we do have a chance with the large demographics of people of color here, especially African-Americans. We have a growing Latino population here. There is a chance. And then you also have, there are folks that are, you know, happen to be a, you know, majority white who also vote, you know, tend to vote lean towards that direction. So there is a chance here. And remember, Mississippi legalized weed before New York, okay?
I did not know that.
They legalized weed last year, honey. So if they can do that, anything can happen here.
Yeah, anything. Well, I think, you know, one of the things one of the challenges that I think people feel that the South is really super conservative. And there are some conservative aspects of the South, but we all know, you know, Atlanta, New Orleans, we know these places are not. What do you mean by conservative? These are places that are, you know, they're fun places. They're places where people, you know, they laugh. And yeah, Memphis, Tennessee.
Nashville.
Yeah, exactly. Do you feel that it's racially diverse, it's age diverse. Now that there are Black people from, you know, moving back home.
Yes.
Are they being welcomed by long-term time residents? Or they're like, oh, great that you're here. Or are
welcome
they kind of like,
yeah,
they are. Okay.
It's about time. Where you been? Okay. Yes. They are welcome here. They are definitely welcome here. You know, when I first moved here to the South, I was kind of like, oh my God, but you know, I was so welcome. I mean, I met so many wonderful people and people were super kind to me. It's in some places it's kind of hard to navigate, but it wasn't here. And like I said, the community here was pretty welcoming. So I've been pretty blessed. Absolutely blessed.
Yes. And do you feel, I mean, one thing I want to note, why do you feel that the voter suppression in Mississippi was accepted for so long? It's, you know, the most African Americans, the highest number proportion wise is in Mississippi. Why do you think for so long people have accepted Mississippi as being, well, the people, the vote, their vote's going to be suppressed, so we're not going to really worry about it? Why do you think that was accepted?
Because it's Mississippi. Let's be real. The history of racism going way back, when you see desegregation with the schools here, how people fought so hard against desegregation, what happened with white flight from them going to public schools to creating their own private schools, things like that. That's why people have accepted it. It's been so ingrained. I mean, we just got rid of the Confederate flag last year. So, you know, and they just recently, and people are going to be surprised, but recently, it's only been like a few years where they actually declared slavery here illegal. So that's why people feel the way they do. And they're perfectly justified. Their systemic racism is like so ingrained in the culture that it's normalized. And when someone says this is not right, they look like they're, you know, oh, you're, you know, this is our culture. This is who we are. And then I'll be honest with you. We have, Mississippi is a very diverse state, but there's a lot of inter-community. Your neighbor might be white, your other neighbor might be Latino, your other neighbor might be African-American. And so you have that intermixing and people are getting married and having families. And so that curtain is starting to fall. And you can see it here every single day with like I said, with your neighbors and your friends and even family members here.
In some ways, this is kind of from spurring from your comments. In some ways, is Mississippi more racially integrated? Maybe that's not the right term. New York?
Yes, it is. New York is, their school system is far more segregated than Mississippi's is. Mm-hmm. And that is something, to say. But yeah, it is.
You know, one thing that I've noticed, something that really shocked me is, you know how they had busing in, you know, they had busing. And in Los Angeles, Black children were bused to white communities. But in the South, and I don't know if it's the case in Mississippi, but in Alabama, they actually had white children bused to Black communities, which I thought, that just blew my mind. I'm like, what? That would never happen in Los Angeles or New York. So that's a kind of an interesting little tidbit. I think people kind of don't know. Not saying it's a heaven or paradise, just because slavery's like
I tell people racism exists. Racism here is much more overt, whereas other places you have the microaggressions. And for me, I prefer my racism served on a cold platter than stabbed in my back. So I'd rather have my racism in front of me than behind me. They're a lot more direct here. I guess, again, that happens to do with culture and history and things like that. But yeah.
But do you get scared? Just because, I mean, do you think that it might get scary? I mean, now that some of you guys are coming and people are doing things.
No. I grew up in New York during Bensonhurst and those other things that happened in New York during the 80s and 90s. So I think I've dealt with more racism up there, up north, than I have down here, to be perfectly honest. And like I said, I prefer my stuff to be overt. I'd rather people tell me I don't like you than someone, do little things and microaggressions. So yeah. And that's one of the reasons why I feel like Empower Mississippi is super important, to get past that, you know, like ingrained idea and thought that Mississippi is stuck in the 1960s, and it's not. You know, you have, like I said, you have a lot of people that are very diverse coming here, moving into this community. You have big companies moving into this community. And for me, it's time to empower citizens here, give them the power to register to vote, teach them about how to get in politics, how to become active in their community, how to bring things to their community. That's one of the reasons why I decided I wanted to start this organization.
So how can we support Empower Mississippi and just support people who want to vote for progressive Democratic candidates? I mean, is your organization specifically for Democrats, or is it just to get people to vote?
For me, it's nonpartisan. It's to register the people to vote. I happen to lean on one end, but the organization is going to be nonpartisan. And, you know, folks that'll probably be interested in what I do are probably going to be on a certain side. And that's okay. But I'm willing to take anyone who's willing to learn. Get out the vote, GOVT, register to vote. We need to register as many people as possible, especially because of the new voter suppression laws coming down. You have states, including places like here in Mississippi, that are making it harder for Black Americans and people of color to vote. And for me, that it's super imperative that we have people, you know, out there and supporting us. And remember that we, you know, here, people like to call us flyover country, but no, we're your cousins. Don't forget about us. If you want to support Empower Mississippi, you can always go to my Facebook page, Empower Mississippi. It's right there on Facebook, and eventually we'll have a website and do all kinds of reaching out to folks. And my first thing is, of course, is to register people to vote and give them the power and the tools that they can build power for themselves and in their community.
Okay, and do you have anything else that you would like to share with us?
Don't ignore us. We exist. We exist. We have a wealth of talent and ideas and people here that are worth investing in. Give us a shot. You saw Mike Espy. He is not a one-time candidate. He is the real deal, but there are a lot of people here who share his views and his values. Mississippi is a forward-thinking state. We are no longer in the past. And my organization hopes to bring folks to that future. And we can empower the citizens here. And notice I keep on saying empower, because power, there is power in people. And people organizing together can make changes. And we can make a change together here in Mississippi. And look, we can make it happen. We can win here, and we can change things here, and we can organize here, and we can encourage people to run for office who wouldn't have ran for office in the first place. You'll see there's towns that are here in the state that are predominantly one way, but the communities are a different way. And we have to change that, and we have to empower those people and to let them know that they have the power to change their communities. And everything starts on a local level. Everybody likes to focus on the national stuff, but the important, the sheriff, who the sheriff is, who the alderman is, who the city council person is, who the judge is, those are all important. And that helps develop local policies. So it's imperative that we invest in folks. If I don't care if it's the dog catcher and I don't care if it's the foreigner, we have to invest and local races and the local folks, and we have to organize those folks, and we have to let those people know that they can run and that they can win.
That's wonderful. I think you're a very good sales person for Mississippi. I'm like, maybe I can go to Mississippi. I've been
you're a busy girl.
I'll come visit. And so we go to Empower Mississippi. It's on Facebook.
Yes,
and ma'am. I'll put that underneath the link, so that please go underneath and look underneath, and we'll put all the information, contact information on how to support Lakeisha and Empower Mississippi. And with that, thank you so much for coming to Public Intellectuals Radio. And we look forward to, you know, seeing what happens in Mississippi in the future, and, you know, looking forward to you know, it being blue in 2022, 2024, or whatever it needs to be. The Black voters being empowered, and the forward thinking progressive people.
Yes.
You have a great afternoon.
Thank you for having me.